So with manager Graeme Alexander, almost a perfect away performance, Graeme.
I know you don't get perfection, but I thought, it'd be hard to find negatives from that performance. I know there will be when I analyse it and look at it. There'll be things we need to improve on, but that's down to the opposition as well, who are a very good opposition. So we have to give credit where it's due. But for us coming away from home against such a good team, absolutely delighted with the performance.
What are you saying in the changing room? Because for me, you were at it from the first minute right through to the 90 minutes, and everybody, as you quite rightly say, played the part tonight. The whole squad, subs coming off the bench, put a shift in. Back line was brilliant. Midfield, I thought the young lads, Horton and Walker, personally for me, were outstanding.
Well, they were all young across that midfield. Yeah. With Schultz, Matt Schultz and Danny Whitehead. So that's promising. But we knew if we came in, we sat off filed, they'll pass you off the park, and because they've got a very good way of playing and they can open you up. So we wanted to get about them, and we did that right from the front two, supported by the midfield, and we tried to force them into a way of playing that they didn't want to. And it's one game, and it's worked tonight. But I believe so much in this group of players, because they worked the socks off in pre-season to get to. We still need to improve our fitness levels and our tactical side. There's still room for improvement, but each game is an improvement and a step forward. So I'm delighted with that, and delighted with it. First and foremost, the performance, and obviously the result is the icing on the cake.
Another goal for Rooney. Thought he was excellent, as was Gaffney.
Yeah.
Thought the link-up play, especially first half, where for me you should have gone three or four up. But Lynch has pulled off some great saves, to be fair.
Yeah,
could have been a bit more clinical, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. I've said that. We turned the ball over some real promising positions when we had overloads, and we probably just didn't have that little bit of composure to either pick the right pass or hit the target when we had the opportunities. When we did, we scored. So these are little things that we're looking to improve. We know we're not going to score every opportunity, every chance, but I think with the conversion rate, it's got to be a little bit higher. But I'll be picking bones if I say that. But we have to try and be better, and that's definitely room for improvement if we can.
Just a word for your fullbacks as well, Wiseman and Touré. Outstanding, not just defensively, but getting forward as well. They give you 90 minutes. Yeah. Those are the two probably of the fittest lads in the squad, I would think.
Yeah, definitely. They've been consistent. They've played every game. I thought on Saturday was their best game, both defensively and attacking-wise, when we played away, against 10 men. We had 10 men, but they still put that sort of shift in on Saturday. And then to replicate it again 3 days later just shows the type of professional they both are. And they're supported by quality players around them as well. But, I've been delighted with those two, because we do put a large emphasis on them, not just bomb forward and just be attacking players, but they have to be defenders first and foremost. And I thought they were extremely hard to get past tonight, and every credit to them. But I could go through the team and sing their praises, because I just thought everyone did their job to the best of his ability.
Yeah, Pond and Pirjani as well at the back. I mean, Pond, he's picked up the yellow card.
Yeah.
Got to be careful, haven't you? I mean, we saw that with Danny Lloyd at the weekend.
Yeah.
But him and Pirjani were absolutely immense.
Yeah, they it was Pondy getting booked, but he's got enough experience in there to go, I have to be clean now, and I have to stand up. And he did that. I thought just at the end he was going to dive in on one, but he didn't. He kept his discipline, we've got them two, Nathan Pond, Cal Pirjani, Liam Hogan,
brilliant,
sitting on the bench. And coming on to add to,
I think all the wins
has come on. Yeah, So we've got three top class centre halves at this level competing with each other for the spots. That can only make them better, all three of them, and they've been fantastic since day one pre-season. And when it comes in the box, they're going to put, I think Pidgey's got about three cuts on his face tonight. Pondy was struggling with a knock before, but you couldn't have told that on the pitch. And Hogs is just ready to come on and just complete the performance. So,
and Hogan and Rodney, as you say, coming off the bench, they made a big difference as well.
Yeah, Hogs has got his experience and did the job we expected him to do. And Dev, he's got that strength and that power, and he can threaten teams in behind. And he just gave us that little energy boost up front just when we needed it. And I was like, I could go for them all. Even the ones that didn't get on, you should hear the support in the changing before the game, half time, at the end. it's fantastic to be a part of. So it's, but we have to keep it going. You know, we just don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We just have to keep improving.
And finally, Chris Neal, clean sheet. You know, very good under the high ball, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, not many chances for Fowler tonight because the team put in such a good performance. But again, he's solid, isn't he? And he must give the defenders that much confidence. You know, but I know he's very well thought of at Port Vale.
Yeah, he's you know, listen, he came through as a young player when me and Chris Lichetti and Carl Nash were at Preston, and we knew of his abilities. We've seen him, you know, from afar, you know, go through his career, and we had the opportunity to get him in. And when I talk about the three centre halves that are competing, we know we've got two very good goalkeepers competing as well. Max Crocombe has pushed him all the way, you know, in pre-season, and it was a late call to choose who was going to start the season, and they're pushing each other, and that's good.
You want
teams,
that, though. You want that. You want competition.
You need competition.
Across the squad.
Yeah, they're great pros, and they push themselves anyway. But I think you always need that little devil on your back that's pushing you, and that comes with good competition. And yeah, we're delighted, but we need to keep improving if we can. Throughout the team, clean sheets. You know, we've only kept two clean sheets in the last two games, so we need to continue on that path as well.
Well done, Graham. Great result tonight, and enjoy your evening.
I will.